Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program on this Monday morning. We're looking at an article that is near and dear to me as a graduate of Liberty Baptist Theological Seminary. Romney to give commencement speech at Falwell's Liberty University. Romney to give commencement speech at Falwell's Liberty University. If you Google this, you can find numerous articles. The one I'm happen to be looking at, it comes to us from The Washington Post Politics, posted 4/19/2012, and it was posted at 11:53 a.m. by Philip Rucker and Michelle Borstein. Romney, on the cusp of making history as the first Mormon to win a major party's nomination for president, will deliver the commencement address at Liberty University, a bastion of evangelical Christians founded by the late television evangelist Jerry Falwell. That's kind of an unfortunate descriptor of Jerry Falwell, although he clearly was on television. First and foremost, he was the pastor of Thomas Road Baptist Church and chancellor of what was in the very beginning Liberty Baptist College. Romney's address, scheduled for May 12th, comes as a former Massachusetts governor is laboring to consolidate the conservative base as he moves from a bruising and divisive primary campaign into a general election against President Obama. By the way, I'm sorry, I said Liberty Baptist College. That was a mistake. I should have said Lynchburg Baptist College. Lynchburg Baptist College in 1971, founded by Jerry Falwell, as a college designed to train pastors, first and foremost. So, quite frankly, it's interesting how things change and times change, because we certainly would recognize that in 1970s, there's no way Falwell would have had a Mormon come and deliver the commencement address at the school. This will be Romney's first visit to Liberty's campus in Lynchburg, Virginia. So the address is scheduled for May 12th. That's their graduation ceremony. There's an estimated 48,000 to be in attendance between graduates and guests and relatives. Liberty is the alma mater of one of Romney's senior advisors, Mark DeMoss, who has been helping the candidate build bridges to the evangelical community, and Brett O'Donnell, who helped Romney prepare two critical Florida debates in January, was for many years coaches of Liberty's award-winning debate team and a Falwell acolyte. In the primaries, Romney struggled to win over evangelical voters whose exit polls showed support rival Rick Santorum by wide margins. With Romney, the presumptive GOP nominee, new data show Romney holding a huge edge over President Obama among white evangelicals, 73% to 20%. Now let's talk about that for just a moment. The fact that 73% of white evangelicals are going for Romney should not be misunderstood in any way, shape, or form as a capitulation, I believe, on the fact that Romney is a member of a cult. Now, those are certainly very, very unpopular words. And it is much more politically correct to refer to the Church of Latter-day Saints as another denomination. But it should not be referred to as another denomination. And when alumni like myself are exasperated that a Mormon will deliver the commencement address at a evangelical or a fundamental college of sorts, university, and I say fundamental of sorts, for surely everyone recognizes in its 40 years of history that it has left many of those early moorings, and perhaps better, for worse, it's hard to say, time will tell, in order to reach more students with, presumably, the gospel. That's our prayer. Romney has not addressed any Christian colleges or church groups this campaign, although he courted evangelical voters more overtly during his 2008 run for president. In 2007, Romney delivered the commencement address at Regent University, founded by television evangelist Pat Robertson. In announcing Romney's visit on Thursday, Liberty University Chancellor Jerry Falwell likened Romney's visit to those of past Republican presidents. "We are delighted that Governor Romney will join us to celebrate commencement with Liberty's 2012 graduates," he said in a statement. "This will be a historical event for Liberty University, reminiscent of the visits of Governor and then President candidate Ronald Reagan to Liberty campus in 1980, President George H.W. Bush, who spoke at Liberty's 1990 commencement ceremony. I would submit to you that the difference between those two men and Romney is that those men had an orthodox view of who God is, existing as one being, eternally existing as three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Surely you understand that Mormons do not hold to that orthodox view, which is why they have been held outside of mainstream Christianity from the very beginning because of their absurd doctrine that Jesus is a created being. And that single idea is what separates, that fundamental single idea is what primarily separates Mormons from everyone else. Additionally, I would submit to you that they preach another gospel. This would be a gospel of works, a gospel of works. Writer Michael Sean Winters, who recently came out with an autobiography of Falwell, noted a few weeks ago that the latter leader most likely foresaw all this. In an effort to build what became the moral majority, Falwell shifted his focus from doctrinal differences that have divided Protestants and Catholics and Mormons to broad social issues they could agree on, primarily abortion, marriage, and the influence of secularism. The doctrinal differences between fundamentalists and Mormons are great indeed, but Falwell's decision to make moral majority a political, not a denominational entity paved the way for the kind of interdenominational collaboration Romney will need if he hopes to win the nomination and the presidency. Indeed, if anything, Romney's Mormonism may be a help, not a hindrance, Winters wrote. And that is yet to be seen. That is yet to be seen from every political corner, whether it be white evangelicals who over a phone interview say that they will vote for Romney, but on the day of the polling choose not to even make it to the poll, would be one thing. Another would be the degree to which the independents who are fearful of the right-wing radicals like myself would see Romney's speaking at Liberty University as a sign that he is too much of a conservative. See, this is a political risk that he's taking. We've got to court one side to the fear of alienating another side. And really, all this speaks of the point that we're not really even sure who Romney is. In fact, we can fairly say that we don't know who any politician is because of the degree to which they must appeal to such a broad base that the true values of whomever it is that is running for office is often very, very difficult to see or to ascertain. So what are we to do about this? Well, maybe we're tempted to write a letter to Liberty University, but I wonder would that do any good? The president's already made his decision. Certainly he's not going to change his mind. That would just be too far. Can you imagine the political outcry that would create, the mixed signal that would communicate? Liberty University disinvites would never, ever go over well. In fact, if the election was lost, it would be wondered to what degree that decision to disinvite would influence evangelicals. So that's not going to happen. And then if you choose not to go out and vote on that given day, is your choosing not to vote, in fact, a vote for President Obama? And if that's the case, then just go vote for President Obama if you believe that he is the best man to guide the country. If you're wondering about should I vote for a Mormon, I wonder if you would recognize that a Mormon is an unbeliever. A Mormon is an idolater. A Mormon is an unbeliever for all practical purposes. And if he was such, would you see it differently at that point? Would you just recognize him as not a Mormon and just vote in that sense because of the choice between two candidates? I wonder if he was a nominal Christian, would that influence your decision? You know, in name only. That is to say, he just gave, you know, words, placated the audience as to a nominal sense of adherence to Christianity. Would that go over better? We're really in a bind, aren't we? I say we, those of us that subscribe to Christ as the only begotten Son of God, those of us who believe that the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for man's sins, and that the only appropriate response is faith toward God and repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in a bind. Pray about what you should do. I would submit to you that not voting is not an option. But you pray about what you need to do. Thanks for listening.